Check. Check 1, 2. Check. Check 1, 2.
Check.
That's what Nuremberg said. Your silence is complicity. Your silence is complicity.
Thomas Paine podcast. Paine in the morning on a Monday. What's happening out there? How about some, even though it's for Monday, we can get things off started right or started off right. If you struggle with the English language, it's a good thing you have a podcast so you can share that globally. How about some beer drinkers and hellraisers? We need some more beer drinkers and hellraisers. Set this fucking country right. Oh, I didn't wait long for the F-bomb. Let me set the lights here.
With my favorite honky-tonk in mind. Well, I'll be here around some.
Well, expect to raise some hell today on a Monday. Man, for a Monday, we got to... Well, it's not uncommon to have a jam-packed show on Monday. More folks should tune in on Monday. I mean, it's... I think it's one of the best shows coming up a weekend. I get a little bit of rest, a little R&R. We got a Hot Wire coming Monday night. That's tonight. I had it going for Sunday night, but it felt rushed, and I said, we're not going to rush it. So, there's no shortage of chaos, but I always make sure all my I's are crossed and my T's are dotted. Is now how it says? Oh, no, it's I's are dotted and T's crossed. Huh. I guess I wasn't paying attention. Anyway, man, we got so much to do. Let's, I tell you, we could use some badasses too, some beer drinkers, tequila drinkers, and whiskey drinkers. I was out with some of those folks Friday night. And, it's always good to sit down with regular people and shoot the shit and understand that we're not alone in all this stuff. It's, yes, we have our work cut out for us. Yes, we do. But I'll tell you, troublemakers are might just save us. You know the people in school that are always getting yelled at and sent to detention? And while you were sleeping in on a Saturday in your footsie pajamas, guys like me were at detention, playing along, playing nicely, perhaps plotting the demise of the administration of your school, but nonetheless playing nicely. Playing nice at school on a Saturday? These are the people that might just save this sinking ship. And people with good moral fiber, of course, that are not afraid to make a stand. Let's jump right into the videos. A lot of videos to kick this thing off, so I don't want to fuck around too long. How about Allison Williams, ESPN reporter? Let's go with her. She's decided to tell ESPN and its parent company, Disney, fuck off. So let's go to the videotape. We got a lot to cover. So welcome. If you're new here, a lot of new ears on a regular basis, a lot of new eyes. And if you're an old sage, an old veteran, welcome back. We appreciate you guys. Let's go to the videotape.
So I know I've been a bit mum since releasing the statement I put out a few months ago now regarding my decision to not receive the COVID-19 vaccine. I just want to give everybody an update on my situation with ESPN. And a great producer once told me, don't bury the lead. So I have been denied my request for accommodation by ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. And effective next week, I will be separated from the company. First of all, thank you, everyone who reached out and texted, emailed, called, messaged me. I can't tell you how much light it brought in a really dark and difficult time. And I've also had a lot of people, and women in particular, reach out and share their stories in regards to fertility and getting the injection. And to the women who got it and have had and are having successful pregnancies and have babies in their arms, I'm beyond thrilled for you. Congratulations, that's amazing and terrific. And I believe you. To the women who have reached out and shared their experiences of getting the injection and subsequent miscarriages, menstrual irregularities, periods after menopause, I am so sorry that that is your experience. And I pray for you, and I believe you. Belief is a word I've been thinking about a lot lately, because in addition to the medical apprehensions regarding my desire to have another child in regards to receiving this injection, I am also so morally and ethically not aligned with this. And I've had to really dig deep and analyze my values and my morals. And ultimately, I need to put them first. And the irony in all this is that a lot of those same values and principles I hold so dear are what made me a really good employee and probably helped with the success that I've been able to have in my career. And it wasn't that long ago that those values, were aligned with the Walt Disney Company. In April, they sent out an email to all cast members, as they call employees, saying that they believed the vaccine was the best way forward, but ultimately that the decision to get it was a personal decision. Their values have clearly changed. I understand that. I know, I don't know what it's like to run a multi-billion dollar company and to have shareholders and board members and financial quotas to answer to, and not to mention societal and I'm sure political pressures. So I respect that their values have changed. I had hoped they would respect that mine did not. And ultimately, I cannot put a paycheck over principle. And I will not sacrifice something that I believe and hold so strongly to maintain a career. A lot of people have brought up the moral obligation receiving the vaccine is to being a good citizen. And I weighed that and I thought about the implications. We all want to be good neighbors. We all want to end this pandemic, but ultimately an injection that does not stop transmission and spread for me did not weigh in morally. So I want to just say too that I know I'm not the only one walking away from a career they love, a profession that is a passion. And so many of the people who are in the same situation as me are serving society and benefiting this country in ways I could never do. They are nurses, they are teachers, they are doctors, they are police officers and first responders. They are, most importantly, our military. And they too are pilots. They too are choosing to put their beliefs first. And I just want you all to know I stand with you. But I also want people to know who support these mandates that I fight for you. Because if this is the direction we take our country, there will come a time when the government or corporations mandate you to get something that does not align with your values. Power given is seldom returned. And when that day comes, I want you to at least know that we fought and we tried. I don't know what the future holds, obviously, for any of us. I'm trying to wrap my mind around the thought that the largest game I worked in my career, the national championship game, might be the last college football game I work. But I'm going to focus on what I have to be thankful for. I'm going to hold on to my faith. I'm going to pray that things get better. And then I can see you on the television set in some capacity in some stadium covering some game soon. Until then, God bless. I'm going to go hug my baby.
Doesn't she just come off as a really decent human being? I mean, when you break it all down. She's more diplomatic than that. She's very well-spoken and obviously very well thought out. And like many Americans, tortured by our politicians. It really is crazy. And this is going on. It's bad and it's nationwide. And it's more than that. I mean, stuff is going on in Australia and beyond. We have videos, all that stuff for you tonight. But Allison Williams, I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk, and she really seems to strike a nerve with, especially with a lot of women. And women have really proven to be the fighters here. I mean, just unbelievable. It's anybody who says, oh, this, that, and the other thing about women, stupid, man. I wish a lot of the dudes would wake up like the ladies. I mean, it is unbelievable. These women are leading the way, kicking ass. So, I don't know where a lot of the dudes are. Perhaps they're in the women's bathroom. A little confused on where they should be. But anyway, I don't want to get started on that. Yeah, I know. I know. It's tough being a throwback, I understand. I don't want to insult anybody. Yes, I do. This is, let's go down under. We're talking about bad nationwide. Let's talk about some of the bad boys that are getting a bad rap. Well, there's no sense in trying to beat around the bush. We'll just go to the videotape. It's self-explanatory. Let's let it roll.
Outlaw motorcycle gangs would no longer be allowed to wear club colours, gather in public, or even have visible tattoos under strict new bikie laws. The changes will make WA legislation the strictest of its kind in the country.
busting down doors, disrupting the 1% determined to live outside the law.
We're coming for the bikies. These people aren't a social club, they are criminals.
Using legislation designed to let police harass bikies, soon all outlaw logos will be banned in public places, as will gang gatherings.
It's time to get out of the gang or get out of Western Australia.
Can't wear your vests. You can't hang out together. You can't punch on in the middle of Scarborough Precinct in the middle of the day in front of families.
Anti-insignia laws will also apply to public social media pages and visible tattoos, meaning it'll have a daily impact on notorious figures like Troy McCanty.
He's going to have to wear Michael Jackson's glove too, isn't he, because he's got 1% on his hand.
And senior Hells Angels member Dane Brakovich.
And if they're on parts of their body, which clothing apparel will not cover, then they'll have to find some other way to cover it, either, you know, makeup, foundation cream, perhaps.
The new laws were introduced to Parliament today. They name 46 specific groups and have the flexibility to be implemented against others should a gang try to change its name. Wearing a patch in public will land bikies behind bars for 12 months. Unlawful consorting could see them locked up for 5 years.
We don't want people in our community having fights in public, shooting their guns in public. It's not the place, it's not the state. It's time to leave.
The legislation could be in place by Christmas. Nathan Brooks for 10 News First.
You know, I think about this stuff. These guys. First of all, if you want to sound tough, if you're coming out against bikers and bike gangs, motorcycle gangs, don't call them bikies. You sound like a bunch of the fairies that you are, you politicians. We need to do something about these bikies. Bunch of milk toast down there. I think about growing up and my dad was running with the pagans. My old man was not to be trifled with, man. And his crew, I mean, fuck out of here. Dangerous guys. I think about the pagans, right? I ran into one of them a couple weeks ago. Former president of the pagans. Just got out of state prison. And I was rapping with him and, well, he's been out for a while, but and he knew my old man. And some of the stories we're talking about. The pagans running a Marcus Hook and right outside of Philly. And I can just imagine them trying this shit against somebody like the pagans in the U.S. They would have some problems. They'd have more problems. So I'm going to be interesting to see what happens with these bikies in Australia. And we've said it for a long time. Maria said it, Albanese, myself and others. Ground zero, or the proving ground, is Australia. They're rolling all these crazy things out in Australia. And it seems crazy, but they pass, and then other world leaders are saying, we pulled it off there. Maybe we could mess with the bikies in other places. Of course, if you break it down, and we talk about thinking outside the box on here, if you break it down what this thing is about, they're just using the motorcycle gangs as a hinge here, as a, you know, as a pivot, as an anchor. And what this is for is any group that might rise up. For instance, construction workers could be considered a mob. Remember the construction workers in Australia got fired up? They started taking on the cops. Well, they can be labeled as a mob, as a gang. And their colors are a fluorescent vest, you understand? This is how these fucking tyrants think. We'll target these bikers. You say you can't wear your colors, and then they'll say, well, a fluorescent vest is your colors. And you can't wear that, and you can't wear work boots out on the street, and you can't wear jeans or dungarees. You can't wear them. And your dingoes, you can't wear them in the street. That's part of the uniform. You guys are a gang. And you saw what they said on there, that this is reserved for other groups in the future. What do you think they're talking about? They're trying to combat. They just got their ass whooped. Of course, they show, it's really incredible. They show videos of like these biker types kicking a little ass in the street. Okay. Last time I saw, police in Australia were beating up women in the street. So, what? Does that include police with their vests and then beating up women? Will it apply to them? Well, of course not. So they're rolling this out to make sure you construction workers and anybody else. These upstarts, we must do something about these upstarts down under. I mean, they're really, really making the elites look bad. Is it me? Or, and they're dressed shabbily. I mean, you think there could be better wardrobe? I mean, this is what the elites are thinking, right? You're supposed to be out there in your Brooks Brothers slacks. I mean, is everyone wearing dungarees? But seriously, that's what's going on. And they'll use the bike gangs as a straw man. It wouldn't work here against the pagans. I don't know, Hell's Angels and stuff like that, right? The pagans have a pretty good rep here when it comes to, well, dealing drugs and a lot of other things. But, and of course, the pagans are just one of many gangs locally in the Philly area on the East Coast and stuff. So I don't even know how that would play out here. It wouldn't be good. I could think it wouldn't be good. But anyway, it might be coming, and we might find out. Because the proving ground, the testing ground, is definitely Australia. They're testing a lot of things out. And I think this is a definite chessboard move against construction workers, etc., who stood up and said, hey, we're not going to take any shit from you people. We're going to shut the workflow down, number one. And two, we're going to take on the cops. And they took on the cops. And now you're seeing restrictions lifted in Melbourne, etc. Why do you think that is? Because you stood up. Well, they're retreating. So they're going to pass a bunch of laws and they're retreating. And they're going to come back at you. So don't let those work boots get dusty. Or your will to fight or your will to be free. Don't let that get rusty. Okay, so I found something interesting. Dr. Harvey Risch, he's a professor of epidemiology at Yale University. He was doing an interview and he said something completely shocking. Of course, it's exactly what we've said for a long time. Let's go to the videotape. We're running the gamut here.
The vaccinated to be afraid of the unvaccinated?
No, I put it the other way around. The unvaccinated should be afraid of the vaccinated. They're just as infective, in fact, maybe more infective. If vaccinated people are infected, so it is well known that it is the vaccinated people that generate the mutant strains and not the unvaccinated people. And that has led that corruption of the medical establishment, saying that unvaccinated people are generating the mutants, is an absolute falsehood. It is exactly the opposite. This has been known for 100 years. That it's vaccinated people who are more prone to generate mutant strains.
Boy, that sure sounds familiar. I'm not an epidemiologist, and the folks we've had on here are not epidemiologists, but we are street smart sons of bitches. And we've said the same thing for a long time, way before it became vogue, way before it became mainstream, although some would argue perhaps it's not mainstream. I'm arguing that it is now, and we've said it for a long time. And you have to think, if you're unwashed out here, you have to be careful of who you, I mean, I'm serious, right? You have to stay healthy. Be careful who you're hanging out with. And you can take precautions. I'm not saying be a coward and hide in your house. Take precautions, get your vitamin D going and all the other things, and live your life like a free person. But be careful, right? That's why I say getting on an airplane exactly isn't my cup of tea, being surrounded by a lot of folks that, Dr. Harvey Risch spells it out exactly what we said on here for a while. But it doesn't matter. See, the real science and the real data and the real facts matter little when it comes to the criminals running this cabal, this criminal cartel, this criminal conspiracy. Not a conspiracy theory. It never was. It's always been a criminal conspiracy. And, let's just... Let's go back to the videotape. You can't even believe this fucking guy. He just... My God.
Family members are vaccinated. If you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family, but also for the good of the community to keep the level of infection down. When you do that, there's no reason at all why you can't enjoy the holidays in a family way, the way we've traditionally done it all along. If you're vaccinated...
Arrested for driving while blind. This should be Fauci's theme song. Doesn't matter. He doubles down. It's so obvious. This guy is a licensed killer. That's all it is. He not only was in charge of quarterbacking these viruses in Wuhan with your tax dollars. Hundreds of millions of tax dollars. I'm sure they spread around. It's probably in the billions when it all gets added up. Of course, it's not much consolation to you if you're dead or maimed. And I'll tell you, man, so many. I heard stories all weekend from people I know. Oh, this dude got a heart attack. This dude's on a heart monitor. I'm talking about 40s and 50-year-olds after they've gotten the jab, right? And I say to these people, have they considered that the vaccines are responsible for this? Mixed bag. Some say, yeah, they understand. And they say, no, they never thought of that at all. One guy we know, guy from the neighborhood in New Jersey. You can't even imagine what happened to this guy. His organs started to shut down. And then, on top of that, he just had a heart attack. 3 weeks after his second jab. That guy was our age, early 50s. We used to hang out with all the time. Gone. Some other folks, a little bit older, massive problems. Since they've lined up for these things. And they're not going for their second shot, and they're not going for the booster shot. They have enough problems. But Fauci got no problem. You can enjoy. We have his fucking permission, this fucking criminal midget. We have his permission to enjoy the holidays. Who the fuck does this guy think he is? Seriously. The fact that he's still in office is just indicative that this is a massive scam. Nobody else would even still have a job. Of course, he has the treasure map where all the bodies are buried since the AIDS, HIV crisis. He wiped out that's what kills me, really. And I'm talking all you woke folks out there, the GLAD folks, the gay and lesbian, lobby and everybody. You're having this guy, you're kissing his ass, and you're having him on your shows, and you have him on your society, and, you know, I saw him on the Gay and Lesbian Journalist Association and things like that. Do you know how many fucking people this guy wiped out in the 80s? How many of your brothers and sisters he wiped out? On top of the heterosexuals, on top of the AIDS crisis, I mean, this guy was really, if it wasn't for this guy, the AIDS crisis would have just been, you know, something that was dealt with and something that was conquered. But no, this guy stretched it out, turned it into a massive... He's a licensed killer. It's fucking plain and simple. He's an arch criminal. Fucking sue me, you midget. I'd like to see your income. I'd like to see your tax returns. And you won't fucking do it. It's unbelievable. It's just more proof, man. Just got paid. I'm sure he just got paid. I'm sure his fucking joint looks like a slot machine every day. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching with all the patents. Pharmaceutical patents. He's in on Moderna and everything. It's unbelievable. Only the insanity is only eclipsed by this wooden wax dummy we have in the White House who went off the fucking deep end on Friday. I don't know. He's giving a speech in Connecticut. It's some dedication to former Senator Chris Dodd. One of the biggest fucking criminals in United States history, United States Senate history.